I'm facing Anderson Silva. The guy was the UFC champion for over 10 years, and it's a person that I always wanted to face, of course. Any fighter wants to be a world champion, and it's a fight that I lobbied for a long, long time, and fortunately, here we are. We're competing in London, the greatest city on earth, in my opinion, at the O2 Arena. The O2 Arena sold out in 20 minutes. So I'm so grateful to the British people that came out and supported me in this fight. So, yeah, super excited for this one.
And you've been meeting your opponent today. You've not actually fought him before, Anderson Silva, the Brazilian, and going eyeball to eyeball in the shadow of the Tower of London.
Yeah, that's right. Down by London Tower and London Bridge, we had a square off, if you will. We came face-to-face and talked to some media and things like that. So it was an epic venue. I actually extended my hand to wish him the best, but he wouldn't shake my hand. So a little bit disappointing. You know, not really in the, you know, the spirit of sport, to be honest. But he didn't shake my hand, but it doesn't matter. Saturday night, we're going to get physical, that's for sure. You know, I'm very confident. I've had a great training camp, and hopefully I get the job done on Saturday.
He is a legend, as you say, and he's coming back from a ban for taking banned substances. Did you remind him of that when you met him today?
Yeah, of course. Well, he wouldn't shake my hand, you see. So then when he wouldn't shake my hand, I said, my word. I said, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself, really. What kind of example is he setting to children? He wouldn't shake my hand. He tests positive for performance-enhancing drugs. You know, Anderson Silva was the guy that many, many people looked up to. He used to inspire me, of course. You know, the knockouts that he performed are legendary. He was so dominant as a champion. But for him to test positive was just so disappointing. Everybody felt robbed. They felt cheated. You know, they looked at Anderson as a guy that, like myself, that was doing it the right way, doing it the honest way, that there is no shortcuts. But this guy was a fraud. And, yeah, of course, I took the opportunity to remind him of that. He didn't take too kindly to it, of course. But, you know, there is no prisoners in love and war. So, you know, Saturday night, we fight for real. And as I say, I'm feeling great.
Yes, just what sort of form have you been in? How many fights have you had recently as preparation for this big one?
Yeah, well, of course, yeah, I've had over 30 professional contests, but this is the biggest fight of my life, no question about it. Every fighter says they're in the best shape of their life, but for this one, I truly am. You know, I'm in the best shape physically and mentally. I'm very confident, and, you know, hopefully it will be enough to get the job done. Anderson is a formidable opponent, but I've come here to win. You know, the people of England have come out. The arena sold out in 20 minutes, as I say. The people of England have always supported my career. And, you know, I don't take that for granted. I'm just a very average guy that comes from Clitheroe, you know, good old-fashioned market town. And I started martial arts as a hobby when I was a child. I never looked at it as a career. But it was something I was always good at. And here we are to this day. I've managed to provide for my children and my life. My family, provided them a great life through this. And hopefully Saturday I will be triumphant.